Today we'd like to see the title of Israel's idolatry in Numbers chapter 25-26. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 25 verse 3, so Israel was joined to Baal over Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 25, 13, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 26:64, but among these there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron the priests, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. Compare the census with the previous census in the context, and what can we learn from here? Here is the chart in the first census and the second census comparison. This is actually question 3 answer, Numbers chapter 26. The first census, basically to be able to go to where is Numbers 1. The second is the next chapter, number 26, you know, second, the man is over there. So a little difference here, biggest decrease in Simeon, biggest increase in Manasseh, you know, where is noted there. Here shows in the scripture, first census, Numbers 1, second census, Numbers 26. When the second year after Exodus is actually 1446 before Christ, you know, that is the second year, so that is there. 40th year after Exodus, that is 1407 before Christ, that is before entering Canaan land. That one, where Mount Sinai, this where plains of Moab is today Jordan area, you know, the Dead Sea, you know, next to near Jordan River. Purpose the same thing, able to go to where. In the last time, number 23, 13, 14, 25, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of God to do good or bad of my own will. What the Lord says that I must speak. And now indeed I am going to my people, come. I will advise you that this people will do to your people in latter days. So Balaam arose and departed and returned to his place. Balak also went in the way. Balaam said the right things and went back, but as seen Numbers 25 today, he led the Israelites into sin against God through Balak's counsel. In chapter 26, we see the second census taken of the Israelites who were to go to war. 25, verse 1, now Israel remained in Achaia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their meaning worshipped their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, Mount Peor. And the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. The mix of sexual sin and idolatry was actually Balaam's counsel. Before Balaam left, he made a serious mistake. He went beyond what God had told him. He gave the king advice, befriend the Israelites, and send the young women to tempt the man into sexual sin and introduce your gods. Here, Baal at Peor Mountain. to them because the God of Israel demands their full devotion. If they worship other gods, he will punish them. The king had offered Balaam a reward to curse Israel. Balaam could not curse them directly, so he found another way by leading them into sin because he loved the money being offered. Balaam did not get God to curse them, but he set a trap that caused the people to fall into sin by their own flesh. That's how Satan works. He targets our weaknesses in the flesh to destroy us, and that's exactly how Balaam himself was destroyed. His desire for money and reward led to his downfall. If I live by the Spirit, I can rise above these temptations and live in victory. But when I give in to the flesh, that's when I struggle. So walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, 16. All cross reference right there. Verse 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, take all leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his man who was joined to Baal of Peor. And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brethren a midnight human in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the old congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping at the door of a tabernacle of a meeting. The phrase presented to his brethren means the woman was taken into man's private tent, clearly for sex. Jimny, verse 14, showed such disrespect for God's law that he brought her openly into the camp. Verse 7, now when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took the javelin in his hand. These men were crying or weeping because this sin had been brought into the camp. And he went up the man of Israel into tent and thrust both of them through the man of Israel, and the women brought her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was jealous or passionate with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Some anger, wrath, can be good. Phinehas was angry because he was passionate or jealous for the Lord. I should ask myself, why am I angry? Who am I angry for? Is it based on God's written word? Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Question 2. Because 14:15, okay, now the name of the Israelite who was killed, with midnight women, was Jimni, and the son of Salu, a leader over the father's house among the Simonites. And the name of a midnight woman who was killed was Kozabi, the daughter of Jur. He was the head of the people of Pharaoh's house in Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, because of Phinehas' zeal for purity, righteousness in the camp, God made a covenant with him, allowing the priesthood to pass through him, and his descendant. His bold action brought atonement for the nation of Israel and turned away God's judgment. As a result, his descendants became the high priests of Israel and served in that role throughout the history, of the tabernacle and the temple. The passage also records the name of Israelite men and the women who were killed, Jimni and Cozbi. Verse 17, harassed the Midianite and attacked them, for they harassed you with their schemes by which they seduced we in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a leader of Midian, their sister, who was killed in the day of the plague because of Peor. As we reach the end of chapter 25, we see how Balaam's evil advice had a harmful effect on God's people. Now, chapter 26, verse 1. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and Elijah, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, as a result of Israelite sin, committing sexual immorality and worshipping the god Baal of the Moabite, following Balaam's advice to the king Balak, a plague came upon the people. This is what is meant by after the plague. Up until this point, God had been speaking to Moses and Aaron. However, Aaron had now died, and his son Eleazar has taken over as a high priest. Eleazar is now serving in his father's place. So we read that God spoke to Moses, Eleazar. Cross reference here, verse 2. Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and above by their father's houses, all who are able to go to war in Israel. The second census was taken in the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. The population had not grown at all. They were still on the east side of Jordan. In what is now the country of Jordan. This was the second census in the book of Numbers. Both censuses were done to count the number of men able to fight in war. The first census in the book of Numbers 1 counted the Israelites in second year who had come out of Egypt, 1446 before Christ. Verse 3, so Moses and Elijah the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, take us a census of the people from 20 years old and above, just as the Lord commanded Moses to children. Israelites who came out of Egypt. Reuben was the firstborn Israelite children of Reuben over Hanok, family of the Hanokites, of Palut, family of Paluites, over Hezron, the family of Hezronites, and Carmi, the family of Carmites. These are families of Reubenites, those who were numbered of them 43,730. And the son of Pelus was here 7. The first tribes counted was Reuben with the 43,730 men. When they first left Egypt, they had 46,500. So during the 4 years in the wilderness, Reuben tribe decreased by 2,800 men. And the son of Pelus, Eliab, the sons of Eliab, was Nemuel, Datan, and Abiram. These are Datan and Abiram, representative of the congregation who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah when they contended against the Lord, and the earth opened their mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When the company died, when fire devoured 250 men, they became a sign. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon, according to their family, Nimhite and family of the Nimhite, Jamin, family of the Jaminite, Jachin, family of Jachinites, of Jerah, the family of Jerite, of Shahul, the family of Shaulites. These are the families of the Shimonite, 22,200. The sons of Gad, according to their family, were Jephron, the family of Jephronites of Hege, the family of Hegite, Shuni, the family of Shunites of Ozuri. Shuni, the family of Shunites of Ozuri, the family of Ozonites of Eri, the family of Erites of Ari, the family of Erodites of Erali, the family of Erolites. Those are family of the sons of God, according to those who numbers of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Eri, Onan, Eri, and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were Shalah, the family of Shalanite of Paros, the family of Parosites of Jerah, family of Jerites, and the sons of Paros were of Hezron, the family of Hezronites of Hemlul, the family of Hemlulites. These are family of Judah, according to those who numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, according to their family, were Tola, the family of Tolites of Puhar, the family of Punites of Jeshub, the family of Jeshubites of Shimron, the family of Shimronites. These are families of Issachar, according to those who numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their families, were of Sherek, the family of Sadadites of Elon, the family of Elonites of Jalel, the family of Jalelites. These are families of Jebulunites, according to those who numbers of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their family, by Manasseh and Ephraim, were. The sons of Joseph were Manasseh and Ephraim, the grandsons of Jacob, or Israel, whose tribes were often counted instead of Joseph directly. The sons of Manasseh of Micah, the family of Macharites, the Machar begat Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of Gileadites, these are sons of Gilead. Of Jezer, the family of Jezerites, Halak, the family of Halakites, of Asherah, the family of Asherelites, of Shechem, the family of Shechemites, of Shemida, the family of Shemidites, of Hepher, the family of Hepherites. Now, Zelophehad, the sons of Hepher, had no son, but daughters, and the names of daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Hola, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are family of Manasseh, and those who were numbers of them, 52,700. These are sons of Ephraim, according to 34. The first tribe counted Manasseh with the 32,200 men. When they first left Egypt, they had 52,700. So during 4 years in the wilderness, Manasseh tribe increased by 20,500 men, according to their families of Shuleh, the family of Shutalites, of Becca, the family of Bakarites, of Tahan, the family of Tanites, and these are sons of Shutalar of Aaron, family of Aaronite. These are families of sons of Ephraim, according to those who numbers of them, 32,500. These are sons of Joseph, according to their family. The sons of Benjamin, according to their family, were of Bela, the family of Belites, of Ashbel, the family of Ashbelite, of Aaron, the family of Aaronite, of Shuham, Shupham of the family of Shupamites, of Hupham, the family of Hupamites, and sons of Bela were Ari and Naam. Of Ari, the family of Aradites, of Naham, the family of Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, according to their family, and those were numbers of them were 45,600. Those are sons of Dan, according to their family, of Shuham and family of Shammite. These are family Dan according to their families. All the families of Shammite, according to those who were numbers of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their family, was Jimna. He's a family of Jimnites, of Jeshuit, the family of Jeshuites, of Berai, the family of Berites, of the sons of Berai, of Hebrews, the family of Hebrites, of Machiel, the family of Machielites. The name of daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the family sons of Asher, according to their numbers of them, 53,400. Sons of Naphtali, according to their family, were of Jezreel, the family of Jezreelite, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezreel, the family of Jezreelite, of Shilan, the family of Shilanamites. These are families of Naphtali, according to their families, those whose numbers of them were 45,400. These are those of numbers of children of Israel, 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, to these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To larger tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to small tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. It shall be given its inheritance according to numbers of them. But the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit according to names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and smaller. And these are those who numbers of the Levites according to their families of Gershon. The numbers of Levites were not numbered among the other children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them. The first numbers of Levites in Numbers chapter 2. These are families of Levites, the families of Ebonites, the family of Hebronites, the family of Malites, the family of Mushites, and the family of Korathites, and Kohath begat Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, and the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram she bore Aaron and Moses and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. Nadab's Abihu died when they offered a profane fire before the Lord. Now those who were numbers of them, 23,000, every man per mouth old barber. For they were not numbers among other children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them among children of Israel. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Elijah, a priest, who numbered the children of Israel in plains of Moab by the Jordan, of course, from Jericho. But among those that were not men of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priest, when they numbered children of Israel in the wilderness Sinai, for the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. So there was not left a man of men, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. The first census was taken 4 years earlier, as recorded in Numbers 1. It counted all the Israelite men who were 20 years old and older at that time, those eligible for military service. Over the next 38 years of wandering in the wilderness, that entire generation died, just as God had said against complaining tribes from the 12 spies report. By the time of the second census, not a single man who had been counted in the first one remained alive, except for Joshua and Caleb tribe. Moses was still alive, but would not enter the land. This second census marked a new beginning for a new generation, despite the passing of nearly four decades and the loss of a whole generation. God's laws and spiritual foundation of the nation stayed the same and were not lost, broken, or altered. That it remained intact. The nation was being prepared once again for the promised land with a new people, but the same calling and covenant. So the Word of God, in which there is God's laws, commandments, covenants, spiritual structure, and so on, endures forever. So all cross-reference right there. So we covered all three questions. You may see continue to pray for missionaries, prayer cast. So last we received page 48, pray for Christians, innocent people persecuted in Syria and Afghanistan for God's grace right here. That is certain, you know, soldiers killed a woman in a kind thing. So you may read them, so pray for them. For God's grace, let them know Jesus Christ more and more. So let us sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.